This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and we're listening to the South African singer Miriam Makeba. She was known by many as Mama Africa, as a symbol, an international symbol of the struggle against apartheid. She has died at the age of 76. She was taken ill near the southern Italian city of Sassuolo, where she'd been performing in a concert. On the line now from Johannesburg, we're joined by musician and producer Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza, who knew Miriam Makeba and produced some of her records. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And of course,
thank you for inviting me.
Of course, our condolences. She was such a magical performer. What was she like off stage?
She was very warm and motherly, and a very generous person. Someone who always wanted to cook for all his musicians. Every time we were on tour, she'd really love to invite us in. You know, when she wouldn't want people to be eating at hotels because she felt that, you know, she could cook much better and the food would be much more acceptable. And very generous over and above that.
That's so interesting because...
Also over and above that, she was a person who wanted to see the unity, you know, of the African people in particular.
That sounds so humble for a woman who led such an extraordinary life as a superstar, perhaps South Africa's first superstar. She was a woman who sang for JFK. She recorded an album with Harry Belafonte. She toured with Paul Simon, and she was married for a time to Stokely Carmichael, a Black Panther here in the United States, as she faced exile.
Yes. You know, yes, indeed, she is a very humble person, very extremely humble, actually. But more than that, I've always maintained that, you know, the name Mama Miriam did not only come as a result of a term of endearment only for her music, but literally meaning someone who loved her children, someone who loved her country, someone who was very, very special to all of us.
And her music, still at 76, she still had a huge fan base.
Of course. I think Miriam had a very outstanding personality. She was very charismatic. And, of course, because of her political profile and, of course, the sacrifices that she made, you know, giving up the privilege of being able to travel to her country whenever she could have wanted to, that put her in a very, very high level of appreciation by the South African community in particular.
Sipho Hotstick Mabuza, thank you for joining us today.
And thank you very much for letting me talk about my favorite person, Miriam.
Miriam Makeba, dead at 76.
It's amazing what she saw in her life.
Oh, she was extraordinary.
The worst of apartheid, the end of apartheid, and at the very end, Barack Obama.
This is true.
Quite a span.
And she was, as you said, I actually met her, and she was the most normal person for someone who had been at the forefront of so many different things.